Unit 4. What a life. Track 4.1.
The Turkish government planned to examine Antarctica for future studies, so it arranged a one-month trip to Antarctica. A Turkish scientific team of 24 people, consisting of a teacher, a doctor, a newscaster, a national swimmer, engineers, researchers and geologists, first flew to Sao Paulo, Brazil, on a 13-hour flight. The team's second stop was the Chilean city of Santiago, and the third one was Punta Arenas in Chile. After four flights and a 30-hour flight in total, the team arrived in Puerto Williams, Chile, the last habitat in the south of the world. The team had to stay there for 3 days due to adverse weather conditions. After the last flight, the team landed at King George Airport, Antarctica. Some of them reached the ship by boat, while others were transported by helicopter. The whole team was finally able to reach the Betanzos research ship. In order to take the team to the research area, the ship had to pass through the 11-kilometer-long Le Marie Canal. After this journey, the research ship reached Dismal Island first. While a team of three people were setting up the first satellite system of Turkey on the island, the others collected ice, soil, and stone samples from the other side of the island. After completing the work on the island, the team set off again. The destination was Horseshoe Island, which hosts Turkey's first temporary science base. On the ninth day of the voyage, Betanzos anchored at Horseshoe Island on February 19, 2020. Anxious penguins greeted them on the deserted island. The team was finally able to start its scientific activities by hoisting the Turkish flag at the base. The materials required for the research on the island were delivered by a helicopter. After they had completed their studies, the team returned to the ship and began the difficult return journey.